Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 2 of Game Face, right here on the Trending Topics Network. It's the gamer podcast that gives you the other side of the gaming console. Before I go ahead and get into the panel for tonight, I am your host, Piper the DJ. Look me up on Google Plus under the same handle, and if you want to get in contact with me, Piper the DJ at gmail.com. Now, getting back into the panel, my first neighbor directly to the north, the man who's been burning more time dancing with his daughter, playing first-person shooters, the master of the Xbox One, Joe from Chicago. Welcome to the show, Joe. How you been, man?
Yo, I've been wonderful. Just trying to regen for the first time on Titanfall.
We will get into that as the show continues. Jumping over the pond, my neighbor from the UK and friend of the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, also the man, the master of consoles, Mr. Obi-Wan Jabroni. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me on. Second show. And I didn't find out I was on this show until the last month, not last minute, a few hours ago, but of all places on Facebook.
Facebook. Yes, sir. And coming back to the States, the third member of our panel tonight, it is an honor and a privilege to sit across the mic from him or across the Skype, whatever you want to call it. Coming in from Podomatic and his own game show podcast, ladies and gentlemen, coming back to the airwaves, it is Pook Ninja. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, y'all, he's the bad guy, Pook Ninja, coming to talk some video games with you chicos. He's all good, man. But, no, yeah, Piper, man, it's good to be back on. I've been away from the podcast scene for a while, pretty much just doing my YouTube thing, and it's good to be back with you, man.
I am very honored to have you here, sir. Once again, folks, this is Game Fakes. It gives you the other side of the gaming community. Now, many of you know, my goal with this podcast, with the onset, it doesn't focus just toward Microsoft, Xbox, Xbox One, Xbox 360, PlayStation, the console, the Wii, okay? Many of you who've followed Pook and who've followed Fat Ninja and listened to various gamer podcasts, if my name comes up, I am definitely not your traditional gamer. Okay, yeah, there's an Xbox 360 in the house, there's a Wii in the house, you know, we've got Xbox Live, we've got Wii Community, various things of that nature, but I do more board and strategy gaming and Android gaming myself, so therefore, you know, the perspectives I give would be a little bit different, and the point of this is to get a round table together of just different individuals that have articles that they want to discuss. We'll send it around, get some different opinions, and move forward from there. Now, Joe, I already know what you're going to want to talk about, so I'm going to tell you to wait. because we'll come back to that, okay? I'm going to start over in the UK. Obi-Wan Jabroni, you have a story for tonight, sir.
Well, I have a couple, and I don't want to spend too much time on the first one. Now, last week, we talked about Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes. Mm-hmm. It's finally out now. It's available. I've played it. I'm going to be honest. I've not played much of it because of real life issues.
Sure.
I've played it on the PlayStation 4, so I can't talk. I can't even compare it to last gen. I probably will end up getting one of the last gen versions just to kind of see the differences between. What I wanted to talk about is just kind of give my initial impressions, if you can call it that.
Absolutely. Now, before we, this is the Metal Gear Solid, this is the brand new one that they've been arguing, or that they've been threatening, that last time you were on Game Face Episode 1, you were citing was only a 2-hour or a less than 10-hour storyline. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to discuss prices real quick.
Okay.
Now, me and Pook, we're collectors of anything gamer-related, especially with MGS. I'm really a collector of that, so I've got to have the physical disc copies.
And porn, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who buys porn these days? So, yeah, I've got to have the physical copies. You're with me there, Pook, on that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't mind digital, but I prefer to have physical copy, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's with anything. I mean, but especially with MGS, it's a special, thing for me. I've got to have it because I actually have a dedicated shelf. Just the top shelf of my thing is dedicated to MGS. So I've got to have the physical copies. Now, real quick, I want to get your guys' opinion on the prices. $5 PS4 and Xbox One. This is the disc. $20 on the PS3 and Xbox 360. What do you think about that?
That sounds a little distant just for a hard copy. It sounds, to me, now, as an individual who collects strange things, and you can interpret that however you wish, that's preying on the collector. Now, don't get me wrong, the word collector in itself is an eclectic and unique term for the simple fact that when you collect something, you understand there's going to be a price associated with whatever it is you're collecting.
Yeah, and because I am a crazy collector, I've got to have the different versions as well. Just to, at least, well, not all the versions. I've got to have, this gen and the last gen. I've got to have one of each, right? Mm-hmm. And, I just think it is. It's preying on the collector, and I think it's way too much. I think it should have been 10 to 15 for both generations. I really do. I think Konami knew and Kojima Productions knew that, you know what, people are going to buy, the hardcore fans like myself and Pook Ninja are going to buy this.
Right.
I like to call myself a collector, but I think hoarder would be the correct term. The hard version, the disc version of that on the PS3 is actually $30. It's $29.99 on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. The digital one is $19.99.
Right, okay. That's even worse, yeah. That's even worse. See, and also, they've got this deal right now. If you buy early, then you get some sort of add-on DLC for the Phantom Pain, which is the proper sequel, So there is an incentive to buy now, sort of thing, because this is a limited time thing. Okay, so the price is out of the way. The price sucks. I also want to say, because a lot of people are not talking about this, there's actually, for this game, if you can call it that, there's an app as well. There's a companion app that you can get, and it's called iDroid. You don't have to have the physical game to actually use the app. You can actually use the app by itself. So that, I think that's kind of cool, to have that. A lot of games are getting these companion apps now.
Wait a minute. You said it's called iDroid?
iDroid, yeah.
IDROID, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, but if you search, you won't find it by typing iDroid. You'll only find it, well, I don't know if
I just did. I found the Wikipedia page, and I also found the iDroid project. Now, this is a thing that makes it a little interesting to me, and this also opens up a counter-argument. Hold that thought a second, Obi.
Yeah, okay.
iDroid, go ahead.
We'll go back to iDroid in a minute.
Okay, sure.
But real quick, I just want to give my quick impressions on the game. If you're expecting traditional MGS, i.e. me and Pook know traditional MGS because we've pretty much played all of them. Am I right? You've not played 4, right, Pook?
I've just played little bits of 4, but I definitely are going to be playing that soon, yeah.
All right. You've not played 3?
I've not beaten 3 or 4. I've played all of those, but I've not actually completed 3 and 4.
All right. Well, you know how MGS, and I'm sorry, Piper and Joe, if you don't know this, but MGS has like comedy value and specific items like cardboard boxes, things like that. And there's just humor. There is quite a bit of humor and jokes in MGS. I'd even go as far as saying it's a bit immature as well. That's all gone.
Like the pin-up pictures in the lockers and stuff.
Yeah, that's all gone. that's how, there's no codec screen on this Ground Zeroes. There's no cardboard boxes. You're playing Big Boss in this, by the way. Who is voiced by Kiefer Sutherland, as Poop Ninja is renamed into Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland, yeah.
I will say one thing about that. Kiefer doesn't talk much in this, which is a good thing. I don't mind it because, you know, we did discuss this on Fat Ninja. I mean, Snake isn't, you know, they need the other guy back because it just doesn't feel right to me.
He's not known for his words, that's for sure.
Yeah, the immature jokes have gone. Now, instead of a codec screen, you've just got a call button, which is pretty much on the PS controller. It's pretty much what I think it's R1. So that sort of stuff. It's just a lot of. It seems to me it's MGS has grown up. Don't get me wrong. It's a good. You know, maybe it's a good direction it's going. I don't know. I prefer the traditional MGS. Lastly, I want to say about the graphics. Wow. They're really good. I'm on the PS4, mind you, I'm playing this, so I can't say on the other versions, but boy, the graphics are really good on it. Really detailed. Highly detailed. You know, as far as content goes, yeah, it is. It's under 5 hours, I'd say. A lot of the things, it seems, from, you know, what I can tell, to unlock the console exclusive side missions, which is, by the way, real quick, on a PlayStation, it's Deja Vu, and you get to play as Snake, MGS 1 Snake, and Xbox, it's Raiden, you get to play, there's a Raiden mission. In order to unlock those, you've got to collect patches, which I think is kind of stupid, because I think they should be unlocked from the get-go. Would I recommend this? For the hardcore fans, like myself and Pook, yes. For the other people, no. Wait until it drops to at least 10 to 15.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's in that price range. And a lot of people are probably listening to this are real shocked. And yeah, you've got the right to be, because I am, you know, I am the spokesperson for this, mm-hmm. for this series.
Right.
Let's go back to the iDroid real quick.
Yeah, I want to take this and I want to throw this.
This is really cool. This is really cool.
I agree with that, but I'm seeing a couple things here, and I want to toss this over to Joe really quick because he tends to be my authority when it comes to the seamless connectivity of the mobile to the console. And the reason why I bring you into this, Joe, is because you own an Xbox One, because you own a Microsoft Windows Mobile 8 device. And the purpose of iDroid, according to their Wikipedia page, is, quote, hand-sized device resembling a walkie-talkie that displays holographic map of a given area, which can come in on a satellite-based map or give general layout to the area. It's also used to call in Hinds and direct them to a specific area. This gives me rise or lends to lead me to believe that this is more outside the console versus inside the console. This gives me reason to believe that this could be party to augmented reality. Joe, you're new to the Titanfall. You've also been, you know, utilizing the smart glass, etc., things of that nature.
Yep.
Is this, I mean, in the PlayStation realm, based on what Obi's been saying, it sounds like PlayStation is trying to take a step closer to what Microsoft has, not including their Vita. Okay, I'm talking separately because it also cites that it includes either Android phone or Apple-made iPhone. So
I want to jump in real quick. The way this works is it works on all platforms. Mm-hmm. So you can sign into your PS4 account, Xbox One account, 360 and PS3. That's how this works, by the way. And it tracks your game. Once you sign into those respected services, it tracks what you're doing on your game. And you can, as long as you've agreed to the terms and conditions on the game, when you boot up the game for the very first time, you can log into that app anytime and it will track all your stats.
Huh.
That's how it works for those services anyway.
Okay.
So it kind of sounds like what Call of Duty has with their Call of Duty app now, where you can track all your stats, track, you know, because they actually do what's called, what's it called now? Where, it's a new feature, clan versus clan wars, where you can do clan wars and it's all like attacking different segments of areas and whatnot, but it's only, you control everything online or like on your smartphone or on your, tablet device.
It's a second screen experience.
Yeah, second screen experience. That's what it's called. Well,
yeah, and with this Ground Zeroes app as well, you can call in a helicopter as well. You can do it, by all means, you can do it on your gamepad, control pad, which in my opinion is easier. I don't know why you'd use a tablet or a phone to call in something what you can do already with a controller.
Right.
You can also navigate around. You can also look around the map. It's a kind of a 3D kind of thing on this Ground Zeroes app. So the app is free, by the way.
So it's like definitely...
You don't need the game as well. You can upgrade what's called Mother Base through this app. And you don't need to play the full game. I think that's cool. I don't know if COD has that kind of thing where you can do stuff outside the game. You don't need the full game. But,
No, you need the full game for it.
Yeah, this app is kind of cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to updates on the app, and hopefully they can do, you know, a lot more with it.
This lends itself to other problems to me for the simple fact that there is another iDroid that's out there, Obi.
And you're just typing Ground Zeroes on iOS.
Well, I understand that, but if you also type in iDroidProject.org, come up with another site which is cited as, quote, a full port of the Linux kernel of the Google Android OS to Apple iDevices with the utilization of Open iBoot Loader. So I don't know if this is an intentional naming scheme infringement, but this is also a situation where it could present itself to be highly lucrative or highly problematic one way or the other. Pook, I want to toss this over to you, sir. Intermingling console with the mobile tech, sir. Any thoughts on that realm of reality?
It's a realm that I don't even come close to visiting. I'm not a mobile guy when it comes to the phones or Android tablet. When I play a video game, I just want to sit there and chill and play it. I don't want to interact with it on another gadget or anything like that. It's just not my bag, you know. Mm-hmm. To be truthful. I agree,
especially if it's second screen stuff. There's no point because you can just do it on the controller. And I when I did say that, I was going to ask you to jump in there real quick, Pook, because I know you don't like stuff like that.
Well, I mean, it's not that I guess I don't like it, but I mean, I don't have anything against it or I'm not hating on it. It's just not my thing. I mean, when I play a game, I mean, that's why I don't like the, you know, the whole thing with the Kinects and the Xbox One and the saying Xbox on and all that. I don't need that horse shit.
Careful how you say that.
Yeah, it might turn your
Xbox record that.
Hey, at least they just killed somebody.
They just killed somebody.
Somewhere, somebody's Xbox just popped on. I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned or maybe I'm just too old-school when it comes to gaming. But it's just not my thing. I mean,
I think the word I'd use is traditional, though.
Traditionalist. A traditionalist. I wanted to mention something else about the Metal Gear, though, you know, about this Ground Zeroes, which is kind of a glorified demo. Would you agree with that, Obi? Konami has pulled this shit before when the first Metal Gear Solid came out on PlayStation 1. Everybody liked it. It was a big hit, big success. Everybody was wanting, where's Metal Gear Solid 2? Well, on the PS2, what they did is they released a playable demo that was about 2 hours long, but you had to buy Zone of the Enders. It came packed with Zone of the Enders, and nobody gave a rat's ass about Zone of the Enders. Everybody paid $50 for this game just to play the Metal Gear Solid 2 demo. And then, maybe 4 or 5 months later, then they release it in the official PlayStation Monthly magazine demo disc.
Yeah, and also, real quick to jump in, Pook, MGS2, this is also MGS2-esque with the whole tanker and plant. This whole Ground Zeroes, except they're doing it separately. But people don't like it because they're going to have to fork out 30 or 20 for this and then 60 for...
Yeah, I mean, Konami should have pulled this shit before. And I mean, you know, and that's exactly what happened. People would trade in because, I mean, I would hear from game store clerks and stuff at the time that people was trading the Zone Enders right back in without the demo. They were trying to get their money back and keep the demo and stuff because nobody wanted Zone Enders. So people are actually paying $50 for a demo. And that's what basically Ground Zeroes is, a demo. I mean, in a way, it's basically a demo. And I mean, you know, and then another thing that really irks me that Obi said is the game doesn't have a codec. To me, I mean, I'm a hardcore. I mean, I've played Metal Gear since the NES version, you know. I've really into metal, you know. I think Obi's a more hardcore MGS guy than me, but I mean, I've always played the series. I've always liked it. And I mean, to me, not having a codec in a game is like a stripper not having tits. I mean, it just doesn't fit. It just doesn't work. So I mean, you know, maybe it's just how the next MGS games are going to be, you know, and maybe it's just a new look for MGS. I don't know. I don't like
it. I think it's just Kojima just getting with the times. Because also, I wanted to say, and I hate going back, but I did forget to say this. This game is Ground Zeroes prologue. Open world. It's not linear.
Right. Yeah, you know, they're changing it up.
They're changing it up, which is nice, which is good. I wish the immature jokes would come back.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's just me, you know? I don't want to see it grown up. I still want to see it how it was. Yeah, MGS4, for all it's worth, that was a very good game. Yeah, they changed it up and it went, you know, bit open world, but didn't go too much open world. It still had fart jokes and shit jokes and still had a freaking cardboard box. God damn it, it had a drum in it, for God's sake, that you could get into. And, you know, and I just think the whole Kiefer Sutherland thing sucks too, while we're on this subject.
I can even deal with that. I like the old Metal Gear voice, the David, I forget his name, Hader or something like that.
David Hader, yeah.
But I, you know, and Kiefer Sutherland, as I like to call him. I don't know. I don't see it. I mean, I guess somebody from Konami probably is into 24 and,
I think this is what happened. And I know I promised everyone we won't spend too long on this pre-show, but I think this is what happened. I think they realized that Naked Snake / Big Boss he's a different person technically. It's a different guy. It's a different snake. So in my opinion, they should have got the guy who did Big Boss from MGS4. The guy's name is Richard Doyle. They should have just got him to do it, I think, because he was very good as that character in MGS4. I think it was fantastic. Kiefer Sutherland, to me, I mean, from what I've heard on the voice, it's not, you know, he doesn't talk much. Literally, 10 minutes of dialogue, not even that. So he doesn't talk much. That dude, I can't imagine what the recording session was like for that.
That's a big Hollywood star, man.
I was going to say, it's not, recording sessions aren't as hardcore as some people might think. You know, see the monkey push a button type of deal is what it is. And, yeah. You know, hey, read these lines, and that's all you do.
Yeah, but let's move on from MGS, because I did say we're not going to spend too much time. But I think that's all about I wanted to say on it.
I think we covered it pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Joe, Pook, any final thoughts about the MGS before we put that one to bed?
No, I'm cool. Good.
Okay, so we'll come back from the UK and toss it to Chicago. Joe, I know you've been chomping at the bit. You've burnt uncharted hours in the past 2 weeks. And in the first-person realm, Titanfall, of which a game that I didn't know anything about until I hosted Game Face Episode 1, and then you disclosed to me that you were going to be buying it first day out. Obi, I know that you were intent on buying this game. First-person shooters, just a little background on myself, they've kind of lost their shine to me because I am an avid paintballer, which is a game in its own right. But you take my paintball gun out of my hand and put a controller in, it just doesn't feel the same. So with all that in mind, Joe, first impressions on Titanfall, your thoughts, gameplay, etc., and then we'll just throw it around the table and see what we come up with.
Well, I'm on 16 hours played, and I'm still not bored of the game.
Wait, how do you track your... Does it tell you in-game?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it tracks in game on how long you've played. Also, if when you go to the Xbox, the Friends tab or whatever, you can compare.
Oh, yeah.
Friends. And I saw one guy who I added today because he was, you know, a mature adult that was playing. Just met him randomly online. I'm like, all right, you're cool. Let's play. And he only had the game for an hour, and I was at 16. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I play this too much. But then I thought to myself, wait, I have a full-time job and a live-in girlfriend, and I have 16 hours of played. My life is awesome.
Okay.
So, but besides that, I'm actually approaching the first regen, which is kind of, if anyone's familiar with Call of Duty, it's prestiging. There's 10 prestiges in this game. There's already one guy who's already hit all 10. But that's Holy because they cow. Were trying. They were doing the race to see who can prestige max prestige the game fastest. But I'm not bored of it. And this is the first time I'm going to prestige within the first week and a half of the game being out. Because Call of Duty, it normally takes me at least a couple weeks, possibly a month, because it's the same old shit. But this, it keeps me amused. There's something different that I catch myself recording. A lot of shit on a daily basis. It's like, wait a minute. I've never done this before. Record that.
Have you, while we're talking about, have you done any Twitch broadcasting?
I haven't yet because I know my upload speed sucks.
Yeah.
So I haven't even attempted yet. Mm. Thought about it, just haven't gotten that far.
Yeah.
But Ooh. When I'm playing, I'm only playing for like, you know, an hour or two at a time, if that, if I'm lucky.
You know, Joe, I'm glad you're liking this. I really am. Now Uh-oh. Here comes the negative.
I was going to say, Obi sounds shit. Like he has a counter argument here.
Oh, go ahead. I have counter arguments against any negative right now.
To me, so first of all, I want to correct you, Pat. I had no intentions of buying this game. No intentions whatsoever.
But I have a feeling you did.
No, because I played the beta.
Okay.
And I didn't like it because the beta came out and they said, Okay, we're limited to these people, but you know what? We're going to open it up to everybody. Uh-huh. And to me, that was fine because it was a demo. So it's, to me, it's a free demo. It's me, you know, as Poop knows, I'm a cheap son of a bitch anyway.
You're a cheap bastard. Second yeah. to me, man.
There you go.
And I played the beta, you know, whatever. I didn't like it. I really didn't. I just thought this is a generic FPS game, and I just don't get on with FPS games anyway. And what put me off the most about the game was it's online only. You know, I think that's a big turnoff. And there was no campaign, and they're charging $60 for this thing. You fucking kidding me? Seriously?
There is a campaign in it, believe it or not.
It's online.
It is, and it's what gets you your. Two extra titans because there's three titans in the game, and you just have to complete the campaign twice on the IMC and then the militia to get your two extra titans. And then if you beat it a third time, you get a whole pack of rare burn cards.
Hmm.
See, I was actually going to ask Joe if there was a offline campaign or not.
No, there's nothing offline.
Oh, see, that kills it for me.
Okay, so if you don't connect, if you just unplug your Ethernet, it'll just don't connect. Can you play this or not?
No. Not at all.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I like what I see of the game. Like, the videos I've seen and stuff, it looks cool, but I'm not an online gamer. So this kind of takes me out of the race for the game. I mean, I don't have an Xbox One or a PS4 yet. This game was only on Xbox One, right?
360 as well.
Yeah, it's on PC as well.
It's on 360. I didn't know it was on 360. I got 360.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be released like a week ago. They pushed it back again for like the third time.
Okay, but see, I mean, this is a game. I wouldn't pay $60 because I'm like Obi. We're the cheap brothers or whatever you want to call us. I mean, we're just both cheap bastards, but. It's a game I would have picked up later for $20, used from GameFly or used from a store, like maybe 6 months or a year later. But if it's online only, I have no interest in it. I don't do any online game. That's just my own thing. I mean, I may do a wrestling like WWE 2K14. I might do a match once in a while online, but I play offline. So I mean, that kills it for me because I mean, I watched videos on. I actually have a Titanfall T-shirt I got free in the mail from Loot Crate. I've got
you lucky bastard.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be the same design that the developers of the game had. It's the only way you're supposed to be able to get the shirt, supposedly. But I have the shirt. I've got a lanyard. I've got a couple other things. There's a magnet and some other Titanfall stuff that came with the loot crate this month. And
Joe will pay you $60 for them.
But I'm disappointed. I was hoping there would at least be a 10 or 15 hour offline campaign. I mean,
but you know, I don't want to be total 100% Debbie Downer or negative here. Hey, I'm glad you're enjoying. I'm glad you and
don't call Debbie a downer.
I like Debbie Downer.
I was going to say, who likes Debbie Downer?
Debbie Downer always goes down. So I mean,
okay, negative, Nelly. I don't want to be a.
Hey, Nelly's a slut too.
I was gonna say Nelly's got a negative sign, so
I don't want to be a hater because people are listening to this from my Twitter followers and everyone else's Twitter followers on this call. They're gonna be saying, "Oh, well, he's such an MGS fan. You know, I hate MGS." You know, and that's fine.
You don't want to see hashtag fuck off Obi or something.
I'm just protecting myself here, but you know, I'm glad Joe's enjoying it. That's really is the game's not for me, but I've got another thing. I wanted to bring this up real quick. In the UK, they dropped the price of the Xbox One, and they're giving Titanfall away for free.
What?
And they're doing they're doing that in the States too.
Yeah, it comes packed in.
Yeah, but they've not dropped the price in the States. Now they've dropped the price here.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they've dropped it from about it was $420. Everyone get your
smoke them if you got them.
Oh, I already am. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the console was $420 here. And that's pounds, which is probably about close to, you know, give or take, I don't know, about $800, which, you know, is ridiculous, but that's the kind of economy we live in. It's down to, I want to say, $299 is the cheapest I've seen this console, the Xbox One with Titanfall. So Microsoft are saying, Microsoft are really putting their, you know, saying, well, this is the game, this is our killer app. But my question is, the early adopters, you know, people like me who bought the console on day one. Do you guys think that we should get something? Because they've dropped the price here. Should I get something for being an early adopter?
No. I.e.,
Nintendo have conditioned us now with the
Swift kick in the buttocks, maybe.
I was going to say, swift kick in the ass. By the way, guys.
I heard you. When I said, should I get something, you said no. Why?
Well, for one, you bought it first day. For two, 420 British pounds sterling is equal to $692.79 US. Number three, this is why I never buy anything the first day it's out. Because the manufacturers and the producers and the distributors and all those other middlemen who want your money so they can inch capitalism forward know that there's going to be somebody that, quote, got to have it, unquote.
Yeah, the early adopters got to try it for 4 months.
I understand that. And don't get me wrong, I understand about early adoption and things of that nature because there's things that I've been an early adopter in my life as well. Okay, do I regret some of those? You know, some of them you do, some of them you don't, but whether you got it on day one, whether you got it on pre-release, whether you got it 2 weeks after, and then they decided to mark it down, you know, like here, most department stores you go to, if you buy anything that's over $200 in cost, if it goes on sale within 30 days, you can usually take it back and get the sale price, all right? But, see, the way that they usually work it, and I don't know if it's just Murphy's Law with me or that's just the way they do it, is it'll go on sale about 34 days after I buy it. Of which, if I'm going to go buy something, okay, for example, Valentine's Day, I got my lady a big screen TV for the bedroom. Pook, I don't want to know why you think I got it for the bedroom, but anyhow.
To watch Walking Dead and Breaking Bad, right?
Anyway, so I got my lady a big screen TV for the bedroom. I use it also for school things, etc., and things of that nature. But when I bought it, it wasn't one of those things where I woke up the day before and said, oh, I need to go shopping for a TV. No. I had been looking for a TV for this particular function for close to 4 months. And I'd gone to Best Buy, I'd gone to Walmart, I'd gone to Kmart, I'd gone to all the discount stores that are local. I'd done my homework, okay? I don't make impulse buys like that, like I used to, all right? And if you think that, okay, I'm an early adopter, I made this purchase, you know, da-da-da-da-da, well, now it's marked down, you know, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You know, it's like saying the exchange rate for sterling pounds to U.S. dollars should remain consistent forever.
Which it might as well. It's not going to, though.
That's the thing. It's going to fluctuate as every day goes by. You could come to the States on holiday, Obi, and turn in, you know, convert your pounds to U.S.
Oh, I know.
For while you're in town, and then when you go to leave, exchange it again and maybe get less or more.
I know this because if I was to import a PS4, which I don't need to do, but if I were, it was. I mean, the conversion rate between, like you said, how much is the PS4 in the States? Is it 400?
I think it's 400. 400. Somebody back me up on that. 399.
It's 399.
Right?
That's 217 pounds.
Right.
Because I did it the other day. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be 217 because obviously you've got tax and shipping and all that business. So, yeah, I'm like you. For once I buy something, I don't go out my way to go, you know. I just bought MGS 5, Grand Series. I don't go out of my way to see, oh, is it cheaper anywhere else? I don't do that. But with the Xbox One, it was different because it was all over the place.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I fully understand it. And I know that manufacturers and distributors, et cetera, they're going to drop the price after a little bit to try and entice people to buy more and things of that nature. You know, the new shiny has kind of wore off of it or what have you, you know, and they're going to try and move on to advance their numbers or keep stable numbers or something like that. But, I mean, if you buy it within, and I'm going to use this number very loosely, but if you're going to buy it within the first 6 months and then it goes on sale after a year, well, you know, I can't help you.
Tough shit.
Yeah, tough shit, pretty much.
The thing is, I still think as a goodwill gesture for fans of Microsoft and Xbox, I think they should at least give us 30 to 50 in that range, 30 to 50% off a launch game or a game of their choosing. Just as a thanks for buying it on day one, thanks for supporting us. You're the guys who pay our wages, you know. Here's something back for you.
Nintendo did that with the 3DS.
Like Nintendo.
I was going to say, Nintendo did that because Nintendo has to stimulate their sales. Microsoft, they don't care. They're going to make their money on the back end, whether they sell on day one or not. I mean, Xbox is firmly in the black now. The fact that in other facets of Microsoft, whether it be Microsoft Windows Mobile, Microsoft Desktop Operating System, etc., whether the fact that they've been tossing shit for the past 5 or 10 years is irrelevant.
Because I don't know if this is a confirmed story, but Joe, have they moved more systems with Titanfall? I'm sure I saw that somewhere.
Yes,
they have. 97% increase is what I saw.
It's huge because there's a lot of people, even a bunch of my people on my friends list, they were waiting to get their Xbox One for Titanfall for that specific reason.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy.
So let me throw this around to the table, gentlemen.
I just want to say some giving stuff for free for the price going down.
Go ahead.
They are giving Xbox One users here shortly. We'll have games for gold.
Just like
yeah,
that's cool.
Xbox One will be having.
Have they said what games though?
Not yet. I know Major Nelson has talked about it on his podcast a few times. And then they just were showing off about 25 new games at GDC this week too for the
Xbox
ID.
The ID, yeah. Real quick, while we're on Games for Gold, and I don't, you know, again. This is going to be a 5-minute discussion, but it's probably going to turn.
It'll turn into another hour. It's no big deal, Obi. we're not even at the halfway mark yet, but we'll go ahead and keep going. Yeah. What you got?
Games for Gold. What are your guys' opinion on this? Do you know what it is, Piper? Games for Gold. Basically, it's.
I'm getting ready to Google it.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, Pook, you've not talked for a while.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, man. Pook.
Games for Gold. I mean, if you're already a gold member and they're giving you free games, I mean, I guess it's cool. But it's just a lot of the games are.
Hey, you said really gold member.
Gold member.
Gold member. Get sorry, in my belly. Oh, wait a minute, wrong character.
Oh, yeah, that's Austin Powers.
Yeah, gold member. Yeah, it was
get
actually.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly.
Fat bastard is awesome. Get in my belly. But Games for Gold, I mean, it's a cool idea. I mean, it's kind of a ripoff of the PS Plus to me, it kind of is. But
well, no, it reversed that because that Games for Gold came out before PlayStation Plus, didn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
PlayStation
I'm not a PlayStation Plus,
out.
So.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus has been out for 2 years.
At least.
Yeah.
At least, yeah. It came out first, but I mean, it's kind of a rip. It's kind of not. I mean, it's not a total ripoff. It's kind of a ripoff, a shared idea, I guess we could call it, of the PS Plus program. PS Plus program is a little different, but it's just a lot of the games were garbage. I mean, they're just really. I mean, it's free, so you can't complain. But a lot of the games were just old, really old crap games that most people has either already had or don't really want to play. There's been a few good ones.
Yeah, they had an Assassin's Creed on there one time. They had
that was the first
Dead Rising. Dead Rising 2 was a good one.
They had Halo.
Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs was a good one.
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, they had Halo 3 1.2.
And that's
that was the worst though because everybody's got Halo 3, right?
I don't.
Oh, really?
I don't. Well, my son doesn't. I mean.
Oh wow! Oh shit! Well, I just. Gears of War was a bad one, because everyone's gone. Come on.
Plus, I don't have Gears of War.
Plus Gears of
oh,
War,
my God. You're just trolling now, Joe.
No, I seriously don't. I've always been a Call of Duty player. That's all I play besides sports games.
But Gears of War, you can run down to GameStop and actually own a copy for $2.99. I mean, it seems like with that program, it'd been nice they gave some games that were at least in the value of $10 or $15. I mean, Gears of War is a really... Same thing with Halo 3. I think you can pick up a copy of Halo 3 for like $5. So
and then they're going to release it again this year.
You know what? You know which game I'd really like them to give? Fucking Dark Souls.
Yeah.
At least. So I can say at least I've tried this game. Yeah, it's hard as balls, but at least I've tried it. You know,
PS Plus had the Demon Souls, which pretty much the same thing. I mean,
yeah, have you Googled it, Piper, by the way?
Yeah, I've looked it up. Both of these programs look pretty cool, and there's pros and cons to both sides.
Well, you get to keep the Games for Gold, which I think
Games for Gold. If you get Games for Gold, it's yours. PlayStation Plus, however, based on what I'm reading, and let's see here, I've gone to fansided.com. I've been on n4gnews.com. I've been on PlayStation Plus. If your PlayStation Plus account lapses, you lose these games.
Yeah, but they give out a really good quality games. I mean, it's kind of to the point where if you have your year subscription, go ahead and play these games and beat them and be done with them.
Sorry to cut you off there, Pooh. Yeah, you think that you get them on PS3? No way, sir. You get games on PlayStation 4. You get games on PS Vita. It is, you know what, PlayStation Plus. Yeah, you're essentially renting pretty much games.
Right.
If your only console is a PlayStation, you're pretty much golden. You don't need to buy any games.
Okay, I just want to say, I have both consoles. I have the 360 and I have the PS3, and I like both. I don't have any kind of favoritism for Microsoft or for Sony. I enjoy the PS Plus program better. Like, I can, like, they gave you, like, Tomb Raider, or they give you a game like that that's, you know, Tomb Raider is still, like, what, a $15, $20 game, and you can get it, play through it, beat it, and they give you, what, two or three, four games a month, too.
It pretty much pays for itself in the first month.
Really, you could have the PS Plus program and not buy any games, and you'll have shit to play.
Okay, so basically what you're telling me is the PlayStation Plus and the Games for Gold, the subscription models are lined out similarly to what the original Netflix concept was. Is that what I'm gathering here?
Gamers for Gold is a little different because, see, PlayStation Plus you can play online. PlayStation 3 you can play online for free.
Uh-huh.
Xbox 360 to play online you have to have Xbox Gold.
Right, which is $120 a year. Joe, is that correct?
No.
It's 60.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
40 to 60.
40, okay. Yeah. And how much is PlayStation Plus for an annual?
It's 50 a year.
50 a year. Okay, so PlayStation's got the Trump card by $10 US so far.
Also on PlayStation Plus, real quick, you get cloud storage for cloud your game storage. Saves as well. Yeah, you get that on Gold as well.
You get gamer tag storage on the Microsoft
game
side
saves.
Of it. Yeah, game saves, etc. I guess it all boils down to then what console, pick your poison.
Go ahead, Joe.
It also depends on when you get your subscription as well. I've been lucky enough the last 2 years. Well, last year I worked at a retail store and was part of Microsoft's retail program.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a year subscription to Live Plus. When they actually had points, I think it was 5,000 Xbox Live points for $20.
Wow.
But this year, they had the 12-month package on sale for, I think, $30 or $40 at Target.
Yeah, see, there you go. So, yeah, you can catch deals on both of them, too, because I've seen the Xbox Live where, like, certain stores are selling it online for a year for $29.99 or $39.99. I've seen PS Plus sell for cheaper, too, where you can buy it on a card instead of just giving your credit card to Sony or Microsoft. So, yeah, you can catch a deal on both of them, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't give my credit card to Sony.
they get hacked every once in a while.
I was going to say, they have that hacking problem, yeah.
Yeah, they have problems sometimes.
Okay, so with all that in mind, yeah. We tangented pretty seriously on this. We were starting about Titanfall. We violated the hour mark already, but send around the table real quick. Any last thoughts on Titanfall, Pook Ninja?
Man, you know what? I dig mechs. I mean, who doesn't want to get inside a Gundam or any kind of mech and shoot shit and fight other people in mechs and stuff? I dig the concept of the game. I like games like that, but I just wish it had an offline campaign for gamers like me.
I'm going to echo what you said. I mean, I played Robotech back when it was on pen and paper.
Yeah,
that's what I came from. Pen and paper, dice, chits, you name it. You know, I mean, I was big on Robotech. So, you know, the thing that would, now granted, once again, I'm not in the first person genre shooter, like, you know, probably for Metroid, I'd probably get back into it. But I mean, you know, it's kind of lost its shine to me. You know, as things have gone on. Also, I'm looking for the immersed reality, things of that nature. You know, so I can understand, I don't play online that much, you know, and I don't even have a gamer tag on Xbox, to be completely honest. you know, so I would also appreciate an offline capability. The question that raises in my mind is, if it's only online, or if it's online reliant, what is the purpose of the disc, Joe?
Well, you don't have to have the disc technically, I guess, because you can. Well, pretty much all the new Xbox Live games or any Xbox game you can digitally download now. Mm-hmm. But it's more to make it illegal. You know, you can't play any games in the console unless you've downloaded.
Right.
Because they took off that. Because originally they were going to have the DRM blocking on the Xbox One, but everyone went up in arms about it. And if that was the case and they didn't take that away, we would be playing disc-free games right now.
Hmm.
But everyone had to go all shit-face and, oh, I hate you. No, Microsoft, blah, I hate you.
Yeah, the
now there's a disc.
I
everybody knows I'm in college. I'm 2 years away from my bachelor's degree, and I have a majority of my school books kept digitally. I have a majority of my stuff kept digitally. Matter of fact, I just bought a printer for my lady, what was it, 2 months ago, maybe 3 months, because we needed one for the house. You know, for the kids and stuff like that, and she needs to print stuff off too as well. You know, so you've got people that they have a hard time separating with that tactile experience. And I think that's where a lot of people are getting into that. Plus, you've got the folks like Obi that collect stuff. You know, they got to have the disc because they collect it. You know,
and Pook.
And Pook. I mean, Pook collects stuff, but also from that camp, I mean, Pook likes to play stuff offline. So
yeah, I mean,
so if you're playing
I'll tell you another reason for physical copies as well.
Okay.
You've got the trade value. Just yep. You know, Joe, I know you're not going to trade in Titanfall.
Not yet.
But just not yet. Yeah, see? When Halo whatever 4 comes out, you never know. But I'm just saying, you know, you never know. Like, you know, I've got a disc, you know, I can get, you know, $15-$20 for it wherever. You know, you can lend it to a friend. Thankfully, mm-hmm. Microsoft are going to let you lend your Titanfall to a friend.
Lend a friend.
You know.
Lend a friend. Not to be confused with phone a friend. It's lend a friend.
Yeah. So,
don't ask me where that came from.
You know, Titanfall, I'm glad, you know, if Microsoft are going to have success with it, more power to them. The game's not for me. I, in my opinion, I do think the game shouldn't be $60. You know, at least $40. At least the digital version too. That's mm-hmm. $60, and it's like, come on,
yeah. Right? It
I
falls
think
back.
Talks about lowering the price of the digital versions on Xbox Live now too, but I can't confirm or deny that.
Hmm. That would be interesting because then it would follow the MGS model that we were discussing earlier: $20 for a digital download and $50 for the disc. But at the same time,
$30.
But at the same time, we also argued in favor of the collector on that one. So I'm not sure what we would argue in favor of with this one. Go ahead, Obi.
Yeah. We got screwed with MGS because in the US, the American version, the back of the cover actually comes with artwork. What did we get? Freaking controls and health warnings on the back of ours. So yeah, screw you, Konami.
Hey, you guys just got the Chromecast, okay? So, I mean, we know that even though you guys might have better versions of your society, you don't get everything that we get right away, and we don't get everything that you get right away. So, I mean, it's a 6-1 way, half dozen another.
Hey, you know what, though? And Poop Ninja, you're going to appreciate this, because we were talking about this on Facebook. Our PlayStation 1 boxes came with a fucking hologram on it.
Ooh.
But we got the big boxes. Remember when the PlayStation first released in 95? We got the big giant boxes. You guys didn't get those.
Yeah.
See, I'm jealous.
But you guys got free health care. See, if I get hit
by a car. I was going to say.
if I get hit by a car, I'm shelling out $100,000 plus just to try to stay alive. You get Dixie out the door.
I was going
to
say, you blow the whistle and you know, ding, ding, ding. Hello, governor.
I'm going to be cashing that in because of that Wii U. I tell you what, that Wii U controller is giving me carpal tunnel.
Okay, so when we started the night, we gave it to Obi-Wan Jabroni, who gave us the rollout on MGS. At the halfway point, we sent it to Joe from Chicago, who gave us Titanfall, Pook Ninja. As we get ready to roll it out, hit us with your story, sir.
Well, in typical Pook Ninja fashion, I didn't come prepared with a story. So.
And
this should be nothing new to Piper. But I do want we did a little talking on me and Obi did on Facebook about Facebook?
Facebook.
Let's go on the Facebook.
That's a spicy meatball.
But we talked about on Facebook about the VR helmet, VR, I don't know, what is it called, Obi?
The strap on,
it looks like a sex toy for Tron cosplay. You know, I'm not into the whole VR. I was around, you know, I've been gaming since the early 80s, late 70s. And I'm just not in. I remember the whole VR thing in the 90s, and then it never really happened. I mean, it kind of came out with some things, and I'm just not into VR, man. I just want to sit there and chill back, play my game on a HDTV and my old school shit like my Atari and Super Nintendo and Genesis and stuff on my big CRT TV. I mean, I have a 46-inch HDTV for my 360 and my PS3. And I have a Sony Trinitron Wega, whatever it's called. So,
there you go.
Yeah, I have one of those big, what was it, 37-inch, I believe. I have that for, like, my old-school shit from Atari on up to the original Wii. And, I mean, that's how I prefer it. I like to sit in front of a TV and play my game and slap my wife and make some fritters and biscuits, and that's it. God damn it, I don't want
to. Make me a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich. There you go.
But, no, I mean, seriously, though, I'm not into, you know, putting this thing on my head and... Oh, I'm in 360. I don't want that. I just want to look in the TV and play the game and chill. I'm just not into the whole virtual reality thing. And I wasn't. I remember in the 90s, they had these virtual reality, like, they would have like old warehouses, and you would put virtual reality in. I never did. I guess you were, like, shooting each other, and it was kind of supposed to be realistic. But just not my thing, man. I want to play Mario, or I want to play Halo, or I want to play – I don't want to be in the game. I like to be just chilling, you know?
Didn't Nintendo try that once with the Virtual Boy?
Yeah, it was more of a – it didn't actually strap to your head. You kind of put your head into it. It had a little stand in it. The graphics were like red and black.
Yeah.
It was the shits. But
Sega did it too.
Yeah, Sega had a – it was canceled. It never really – I don't think it officially came out, but they had a VR helmet coming out.
Okay, Pook, so
– Genesis Mega Drive, but –
So with your disdain for the helmet, how does this transition or interpret to the concept Project Lumaroom as proposed by Xbox last year?
Fuck, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Lumiroom was the projection
module.
We
talked about this on Fat Ninja, didn't we?
This was a
rumor a long time. Like, I'm talking about last year, this was a rumor.
Yeah,
before the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Where the walls are the game.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's fucking – I'm not into that shit either.
Microsoft Lumiroom, 10 January 2013.
Holy shit.
So it's been over a year. Holy crap.
Well, you know, Microsoft, there is a rumor floating out there, and I'm pretty sure, Joe, you've seen it, that they're working on their own VR too.
Yeah, they are.
Well, they have to. They have to, right?
Still say it's a gimmick. I mean, I think it's something that they actually does actually come out. I don't think it'll be successful. I think it's too gimmicky. It's like the Move, or it's like the Kinect, or it's like, you know.
Well, Kinect's not gimmicky anymore.
Well, I mean, the first one was. I've not, like I said, I don't have an Xbox One or anything like that. To me, that stuff's all gimmicky. I mean, it's just not my thing. It's not for me. That's probably when I won't buy the newer game systems anymore. I mean, I haven't done the PS4 Xbox One yet. I mean, I could go buy one right now if I wanted to. I just...
Best feature on Kinect 2, you say Xbox user code and you put your code in front of it,
yep.
Bam.
Yep.
That, you know, that alone is worth the $500.
But man, what just happened to put in your cartridge, turn it on and play, or put in your disc and I don't know, man. It's just not my bag, that's all.
I fucking hate those 25-digit, because I always get one wrong. And it's always like, and Joe, you know this, because you probably enter those codes a lot as well. Fucking Q, and like, is it a G or is it a 6? I can't tell.
And what was even worse is before, because I signed up for the beta before it was an open beta for Titanfall.
Yeah.
Vince from Respawn went on this radio show. He's like, we're going to give out a bunch of beta codes right now. And they sent them on Twitter all mixed up.
So they gave you the five different codes, but they're all mixed up. So I was copying and pasting as fast as I could. I'm like, fuck, it's wrong. And they're like, yeah, it's not right. You have to figure out which way to put
it. And when they opened the beta up to everyone, you was like, fuck you.
Well, I actually got my beta code in my email a day before they opened it. So play on the closed beta.
You know, this,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, the strap-on helmet things, I mean, they might be okay for a shooter, maybe like a first-person shooter, but like let's say I was going to play the new WWE game. How are you going to play that with a VR helmet? It doesn't make sense. I mean, or like let's say I'm playing Madden or something. I'm going to go do a pass to the left and like.
You got that Madden.
You got that new Madden boy. You got that new Madden boy. But
unless I can put my face in AJ Lee's ass.
Now that might actually be worth getting.
You know what though? I'm with you, Pook, on this because this is just. This is pretty stupid. And also,
nothing wrong. I have an open mind on things.
Yeah.
But what I see, I just don't see how that's going to work with a lot of games. I mean, just.
Well, this thing is going to be expensive because you need the PlayStation 4 camera too, which is another, that's $60. And they can't, and apparently according to the news, they've sold so many of the damn things, they can't make enough of them. They've sold 900,000 of those things. That's 900,000 people on Twitch doing drugs and sex.
Anything using something that straps on is usually going to end up being painful. I'm just putting that out.
also, there's that risk of throwing up too, right? Because
yeah.
I can see myself throwing up with this thing. I'm not going to get it. I'm assuming the thing is going to cost, let's say, $200.
It'd be like knocking your kids over and breaking shit. I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem right. I don't know.
We're definitely negative on this, Piper. Yeah.
I can definitely understand where you guys are coming from with this, but I'm going to resort to Kickstarter, which I don't usually do on a regular basis.
Oh, the old Oculus Rift.
No. This is actually a lot newer than Oculus Rift. This is PrioVR, PrioVR, coming out from YEI Technology. 649 backers. They initially wanted $75,000. To produce. They have 8 days left. Their current total is $241,944. This is a virtual reality suit. Comes in 8, 12, and 17 sensor models. These little sensors, they strap on all over the body. Now, it is designed to work with Oculus Rift. With sensors that go around the arms, hands, knees, legs, torso, feet, and I believe back, if I'm not mistaken. Currently being endorsed, among many, Gizmodo, Popular Mechanics, The Verge, Road to VR, Bloomberg, and Sydney Morning Herald as being one of the top producers and top innovators in this industry. Now, where Pook and Obi might not be interested in this type of game, where Joe might have a different opinion, there are 649 individuals who see clout in this type of technology. Now, myself, I'm looking for immersion. One of my favorite books is Ready Player One by Ernest Klein. No, I'm not being paid to endorse that book, but it is one of my favorite books. And it is about a giant video game. Not joking. You guys have an opportunity.
I thought you was going to say something else, though. When you said giant video, I just thought,
uh-oh. Here we go. Uh-oh. No. It's about a giant video game. You guys ever have opportunity to get into that book? Pick it up. It's a great book.
I've heard so many good things about
that book. It's a lot of people wouldn't think, because I used to read Ernest Klein a while back, and I was just like, man, this guy is dry and boring and blah, blah, blah. But I tell you what, when I got into Ready Player One, it is definitely one of my favorite books, and it is, that technology is coming, and I believe that this helmet, this suit, their steps to full immersion in your gaming situation, whether it be internet, whether it be console, whether it be whatever it is, we're getting there. It's moving forward. You know, I can understand how some people aren't up on it. You know, this is one of those things where are people going to be getting sick? You know, because Oculus Rift, people get nauseous because the ears aren't moving when the rest of the body thinks it is. You know, it doesn't work like that. I understand. I can see both sides of this. The technology, as far as I'm concerned, is exciting because it's moving things closer to that full immersion. Now, on the flip side to that, and Pook, I've heard you and Obi and Fat Ninja go on about how the gaming community actually involved physical interaction with people. You know, you meet up with two guys down on the corner, you swap games, bump fists, and off you go. You know, we're getting to a position now with these helmets and these suits and various other things being internet-related to where we'll never have to leave the house. Is that where we're going to get eventually? I don't know. Do I want to see that? No, because, once again, yeah. Avid paintballer here, you know, dealing with people is what I work in. You know, it's kind of required. If you want to go out and you want to play paintball with people and no one shows up because they're all stuck in their video games, then, you know, you're kind of bent over and you're going to take one. So,
We're already halfway there. I mean, you can do your taxes online. You can do. I mean, there's a lot of things that you used to have to be able to go out and do.
Right.
I mean, just small things from renting a movie to now even doing taxes, doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah. This is nothing new.
I've just recently got into doing grocery shopping online.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And dude, let me tell you, it's pretty dumb.
We ain't ever going to have to leave the house.
They bring the shit to you, and because I live on a second floor apartment, they will bring it in my kitchen too. If I ask them, I've got to bribe them a bit, but they'll do it.
If you want to be a shut-in, you can. I mean, that's all there is to it. If you want to be born mature and then turn yourself into a shut-in at 20, you could. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
That's scary, man.
It is scary. I mean, we're turning into isolationists, and yeah, sure, I just turned 40, and do I hope that we get there? No. I mean, really?
Well, do you guys have this in the States where, like, in Kmart and whatever, like, does a self-checkout?
Yes.
Don't even have to talk to anybody. Just go
in, do your thing, and off you go. They have their place. But, I mean, if I've got a week's worth of grocery shopping and I know the bill is going to be over $200, guess what? I'm not checking it myself.
I'm with you on that one, man.
I mean, if I'm just running into the store waiting for the bus and I got a can of Munchies in one hand and something to drink in the other on my way to school, and I know I've got 2 minutes, all the other lines have 15 people in the slow-as-shit cashier, yeah, I'm going to hit the self-checkout because I need to get in and out. It's got to be quick, and I got to do it. But, I mean, you know, when the better half and I go shopping and we've got a grocery cart full of groceries, guess what? I need to pay somebody to do it. They're getting paid whether I go through a manual checkout or somebody behind the counter going, how was your day today? Oh, that's nice. And
you're guaranteeing that they get their son a copy of Madden.
Paper or plastic?
It works out for everybody.
Paper or plastic? Oh, that's nice. and sometimes you just want to sit there and you just want to shut your mouth to see if they're like a broken record. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so, you know, virtual reality. Virtual reality. Really quick, Obi, virtual reality, good thing, bad thing?
If they get in the porn industry, thumbs up.
Okay, fine. I can respect that. Pook, virtual reality, good thing, bad thing?
Say what I just said.
I could go for the porn thing, but it's not my bag. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just not for me.
Right. Joe, VR, virtual reality, good thing, bad thing?
Yeah, I really don't care.
Don't care? I would like to see it happen, but the bottom line is we don't need to be self-imposed hermits as a society.
I'm going to correct what I said. If Hideo Kojima gets on this in Metal Gear Solid or whatever game he ever brings out next, if he ever gets done with MGS, then maybe. But if it's MGS, holy shit. I've got to buy it.
You're going to be all over it. You got to have it. You got to have the next one.
Got to get the There's one clause. They've got to have a branded MGS headset.
And a codec.
And a codec. Gotta have a codec.
And a cardboard box.
With no DLC, with artwork on the back, and a hologram, and a sticker, and a tattoo, and body art, and a disc, two discs. Make it three discs, make it a collector's tin, first class shipping with the Royal Mail. Oh, I'm sorry, are we done?
Please, no Puma jackets.
No Puma jackets, right?
That Puma jackets was in Japan, apparently. Well, not apparently, but they got, because you know this, Pook, they got Puma jackets and they got shoes, branded MGS Ground Zero shoes, which I couldn't believe. Also, they got a branded, and I'm totally jealous of this one, a branded PlayStation 4, which looks freaking awesome.
You know, I own some video game. I own Splatterhouse shoes.
I saw those. Yeah,
I got from Club Namco for $15. They were at 75% off sale. So
wow,
I
have
some video game shoes. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, it has been a blast. We have decimated the hour mark in a very big and not very bad, because it's been good. It's been good content. As we get ready to put a lid on it, Joe, final thoughts, plugs, shout-outs, 30 seconds, go.
Add me on Xbox Live if you want to play some Titanfall. It's Real Joe B. JR, just like my Twitter. Yeah, that's about it. My goal is to prestige or regen here in the next couple days, hopefully within the next couple hours.
And I'm sure we will keep tabs on that as it moves forward. Getting over to the UK, Obi-Wan Jabroni, final thoughts, plugs, shout-outs. 30 seconds. Go.
30 seconds. Pretty much Obi-Wan Jabroni on everything. That's Jabroni with E at the end, not an I. Also, Vogue Network, the usual suspects for me. Listen to podcasts, like my comments, and stuff like that. Also, just in case Pook Ninja doesn't mention it, me and Pook do a show, Retro Dojo, talking some shit. Not done one for a while. Hopefully I can bribe him after this court show and get back on that. And and he'll give you the link for that, hopefully.
Yep. Better believe it. And Pook Ninja, once again, thank you so very much for gracing me with your presence, sitting across from the mic for me on episode 2 of Game Face. The floor is yours, sir. Plugs, shout-outs, final thoughts, go.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Anytime you want me on, just let me know. I mean, this was fun to do. Check out my YouTube channel, Poop Ninja 3. I do thrift store video game pickups. I do gameplays. I do unboxings, all kinds of stuff. A lot to do with retro Japanese, like Famicom, Japanese Sega Mega Drive, Genesis games. There's some new stuff on there, but I don't do a lot of new stuff on the channel. And also, our podcasts are on the YouTube channel, Poop Ninja 3, and also on PoopNinjaPodomatic.com.
Thank you very much. And once again, gentlemen, to the three of you, thank you so very much for hanging out on Game Face. This is episode 2. You can find it right here on TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. As always, I am your host, Piper the DJ. Just check in every day because you never know what is going to be trending next. We got the MMA corner where we bring down the split decision. Trending mobile technology features Android, iOS, BlackBerry, and Microsoft. The Spanish announce table breaks down WWE and TNA, while Old School at the Movies breaks down your weekly box office. And we, right here on Game Face, give you the other side of the gaming community. From all of us to all of you, I am Piper the DJ. Good night. Yeah, I went on that great big old gushing thing with episode 1. And, I was blatantly honest when I talked about it, that I wrestled with it a long time before I actually put pen to paper for I wrestled for the longest time feeling like I was stepping on you guys' toes.
Even if me and Pook and Fat Ninja are still doing our respective shows, still give you the blessing to go ahead, because, exactly. I really appreciate other podcasts talking about news. I love gaming news because I hate trawling websites
right.
and reading it because, again, because of privacy and all those stupid freaking ads I hate. That, right. And that's the reason I don't go to IGN because of those stupid ads.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. So that I pretty much get all my – I mean, this sounds lame, but I get all my pretty much gaming news from Facebook. I honestly do. I just read that.
I do. You know, honestly, I do too. I mean, I've liked a lot of the sites and stuff through Facebook, and I just look on there and see what's up. I don't actually go to individual sites either.
Yeah, I just don't want to give them ad impressions. I really don't. I just think IGN's shady. Just, you know,
they're a little too biased. IGN has really gotten biased over the years.
The only quote unquote professional people I trust is Giant Bomb. Honestly,
who
really? Yeah, Giant Bomb, because they've been covering games for a long ass time.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I just
other than that, I don't follow on Facebook. I don't follow IGN. I don't follow GameSpot. I follow Eurogamer though, because obviously I need relevant news to me, and that's obviously over here. So, and like developers, like companies pages, like Konami, for example. I won't follow the US one. I'll follow the UK one because that's more relevant to me.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of the other way, you know, the opposite.
You're the other way around, yeah.
One, right. I did follow one thing, UK, and it had about the Mario toys being in the Happy Meals and got my daughter all hyped up for it. Well, here in the States, we don't get the Mario toys.
Yeah, so. We don't get the Mario. We don't get the neat Mario swag.
No.
Oh, do you not?
No, we didn't. We're still
Gamer Heaven. I bought a load of shit from Gamer Heaven. I don't know if you saw me liking their page, but I went crazy and I bought a shitload of MGS stuff from there, like fucking t-shirt, a hoodie, a fucking cap.
Is that a cap? What?
This is official stuff. This is official merch too. And I bought a mug as well because it's awesome. It says like Fox on it and it's got the logo. It's pretty damn cool.
That's sweet.
So I need gamer hoodies and t-shirts anyway. So I just thought, you know what? Why not?
Oh,
but yeah, this Game of Heaven's pretty cool though, man. It's got like Zelda stuff for women and
oh,
men.
Really?
And, yeah, Infamous. I'm guessing they do it in the States too, all this kind of, you know, I know they do. Gamer hoodies and
Yeah, man, you can get this shit. Hell, even GameStop's got those free reward points. You can get a lot of gamer t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I got
a
lot of free ones from that.
Yeah, I love gaming t-shirts. I want to get more of them. But the problem with gaming t-shirts, they only go up to large, and I like to go to extra large just to kind of have some room, you know?
Oh, all mine are 2X, man.
Yeah, extra large or 2X. But you know, it's very, you're very hard-pressed to get in, you know.
Weighing in a rough buff, 264 pounds.
Yeah. Well, I got the you know the Mario Kart limited edition I showed you. Prue?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have that T-shirt in 2XL.
Mm.
Only comes in large, so that's just going to be a stupid collector's item.
Hell, I still got a GoldenEye T-shirt from the not the 64 version, but the Wii version. It's got the Odd Jobs.
Oh yeah, I remember that controller, the gold.
I got the controller. I still got the T-shirt, but I never opened it because it's like a fucking medium or something.
You don't want that.
Oh, hell no, I couldn't even cover my nutsack with that.
So yeah, what I was going to talk about, guys, was this whole Metal Gear Solid thing. Because I've actually got it now. I've played a bit of it.
Have you gotten the new one yet, Obi?
Ground Zero. Yeah, I've got it on PlayStation 4. And I don't know, man. I think you guys are going to be shocked what I have to say about it.
Wow.
But you know what? Like I was telling you, Pook, on Facebook, it's not traditional. They've gone away from that. There's no codec screen. Can you believe it?
Oh, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah, there's no...